Thanks for listening to this Arrow FM podcast, shared on accessmedia.nz with the support of New Zealand On Air.
It's the Final Countdown. That was the Final Countdown remix with Psych Trance Kitty Meow. Hey, welcome everybody. It has just gone 9 o'clock here in Masterton. I am sitting in the studio at Arrow FM, your community access station 92.7. We love having you here with us this morning, guys. This is my show, Everyday People with Camille. Oh, hi, there I am. Everyday People with Camille. And I like to have lots of different people come on my show and talk about themselves. And because I get super nosy about people, and I got super nosy about Marina. Good morning.
Good morning, Camille.
Oh, my God, it's really warm.
It is.
Hey, Marina,
yep.
You work here at Arrow FM, don't you?
Yes. So should I start from the beginning when
yes.
I moved to New Zealand?
Well, tell me what you do first.
Yeah. So I'm the program coordinator here at Arrow FM.
Yes.
And I kind of help Michael and Veronica at the station. I also helped people who have programs out of Masterton. So
if you live
kind of in the south, Wairarapa, Carrollton, and it's quite hard to come at the station, or you're not very confident
yes.
with the gear
yes.
or with the cameras, so
yeah.
I can help with that, and I record people everywhere.
That is brilliant.
In the region.
Right, so now we know what you do. I want to get onto the really rare. That, and I do find that interesting, and I want your job one day.
Yeah.
Or I'll work alongside you. I always say that. You've got to put it out there.
Yeah.
But what I want to know, so if anyone has noticed, Marina has an accent.
Yes.
What is your accent?
So I'm Brazilian.
Wow.
Yeah.
So what language do you speak?
Portuguese.
Oh.
Yeah. It's a bit different than the Portuguese from Portugal and from other regions in Africa as well. I believe they have a few
yeah.
countries that speak Portuguese.
Yeah.
But yeah, so it's a Brazilian Portuguese.
That
yeah.
is awesome. Okay. How did a woman from Brazil end up working in an office in Masterton doing radio?
Here at the station, it started as a volunteer.
Okay.
When I moved to New Zealand, which was in 2018, with my partner, he's a Kiwi. That's
oh,
the
nice.
Reason I came to New Zealand.
Is he from the Wairarapa?
He is from Rotorua, but he grew up in the Wairarapa.
Ah, oh, cool,
yeah.
cool.
He was in Carrollton and Wellington as well. We've changed a little
yes.
bit.
Yes, yeah.
And so we moved here, and I was looking for work, and it was really hard because I didn't have much experience in Brazil and I didn't have experience here in New Zealand.
Yeah.
So, and I've noticed that here you kind of need to know people and yeah.
Yeah,
it's
helps.
About who you know.
Yeah.
And I decided to do volunteer work. So I went to the community centre here at Perry Street, I think.
Yes, yes.
And I work for Connecting Communities. I don't believe they exist anymore. But, and the Women's Centre.
Yes.
So at the Women's Centre, my manager at the time, she used to write articles for the midweek.
Okay.
And, in Brazil, I'm graduating in journalism, so I'm a journalist.
That's so good. Like you. Yeah, so good.
Yeah. And so I was writing articles for them as a volunteer.
Mm.
And we used to go and meet different organizations here in the Wairarapa to know what they do and kind of like highlight, spotlight them in the midweek.
Yeah.
And one of the articles that I wrote, I believe, was with Michael.
Yes. Here.
And they used to record a show at the community center. And Kim had an interview with them as well. And she interviewed me.
Yeah.
And Michael like it, and he's like, do you want to do a show with us? And so I started doing a show with them, kind of like what's happening in the South Wairarapa.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, because I live in Featherston.
Yes.
And through that, I started doing some volunteer work with them and coming here at the station.
Mm.
And then they offered me a job. And most of the jobs that I've got here in New Zealand, because I did a few admin stuff as well, it was through meeting people and then kind of like, oh, yeah, do you want to work with me? And that's how I started. And now I'm full-time here at the radio.
And we absolutely love that. We really do. It is so cool. So used to it just being Veronica and Michael for so long, So when I came back up, I was like, who's this?
Yeah.
It's so cool. And you do an amazing job. And we thank you for that. And it's quite cool how you do it by volunteering and getting to know people. And it's really cool that you were able to have the confidence to do that, because a lot of people wouldn't. And that can be really hard being so far away from home. Now let's talk about your home.
Yeah.
So home as in Brazil. So did you grow up in the city or in a little town?
I grew up in a city. It's quite a big city, Fortaleza. It's in the northwest of Brazil, so we are right at the coast next to the equator line.
Oh, wow.
It's really hot.
Oh.
It's usually summer all the time, I would say.
Yeah.
We put jackets when it's like 21.
No.
It's completely different.
Yeah.
So I enjoyed here because I could see all the seasons.
Because
especially where I'm from, we can't see the changes.
So in winter, does it go down at all?
No, not where I'm from.
No.
But Brazil is huge. So
yeah.
We have different weathers in the whole country. In the south of Brazil, they got snow. And it gets really cold. But where I'm from, it's really hot.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
So, and it was a big city. I went there last year since I moved to New Zealand. It was the first time I went, because of when I moved here, COVID happened.
Yes.
And I couldn't go back.
Oh, my goodness, that would have been really hard, too.
Yeah.
So, you grew up with your parents, siblings?
I grew up with my parents and my brother. So, I have a brother. He's 1 year and 6 months younger than me.
Yeah.
And it was just us. In Brazil, it's a big thing, like kids still live with their parents until they get married.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So it's very different than here.
It is really different.
For us, it's very common.
Yeah.
So my brother still live with my parents.
See, how much easier.
Yeah.
How much easier would that be? That's so cool. Mm. So, and college and education and that sort of thing. How was that for you?
I was a good student, not the best one, kind of like average, I would say. I studied in a private school.
Nice.
It's quite common to go to private school in Brazil. We have really good public schools, but usually people go to private if they can afford it.
Yeah.
And I did also a private university, so I did journalism at the time.
Oh, so good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I enjoy it. I'm quite a good listener. I really like to listen, and I was... Yeah, I think that's what I like here at the radio, because I have the opportunity to listen to people record their podcast, and it's just awesome. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that didn't even occur to me. That is really good.
Yeah.
I just want to add, people, that I studied journalism. I did not graduate, but I did graduate broadcasting school. But I do know a lot about it, so I just want to say that.
No.
Yeah, just in
you
case
do
someone.
That now, so,
yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you.
Yeah.
So The social scene in Brazil must be so different from the New Zealand scene. So I know this when I lived in Wellington, I lived next to the backpackers on Tory Street, and there was a lot of Brazilians, and I became really good friends of them. And they'd come up to my apartment, and they'd bring in the guitars, would have a drink, and it was just singing and music. Yeah. And is that really what it is like in Brazil?
It is. We're quite a very warm people, I would say, and not even with the music or with the dance, we like to express ourselves, and with the touch as well. So we're very, which I find a bit different here in New Zealand. There's always a bit of a distance, which is good. It's fine, but definitely the music there, it's quite more
vibrant.
Yes,
I'm sorry for taking over with that word, but that's what I got.
And not even just with the music, I would say in a way that we express ourselves is quite different.
Yes.
Not saying that New Zealand is not good, but it is, I've felt that in a way.
Yeah. I noticed that too with my friends. I'm still friends with some of them. And one of them was also like, you know, can I come back and stay at your place and all that stuff? But I've changed a lot since then because they love New Zealand. You love New Zealand,
don't
you?
I love New Zealand, yeah. I think here it was because I have this feeling of being safe. Brazil is amazing, but it is quite a big country. In a few regions, it is a bit dangerous.
Yeah.
So being able to live in a place that feels safe and you can walk whenever you want and have your things with you, it's good.
Yeah.
So I do feel like I'm in a safe place.
Yeah. Oh, that is good.
Yeah. And I also think that you can achieve things here because there's a lot of people there. You always need to be kind of like trying to show up.
Yes.
More in
yes.
A way. There's always lots of you in, like, if you are a journalist, there's lots of journalists. You always need to try to be better.
Yes.
Which in a way it's good because you're always trying to improve yourself. But at the same time, if it's a constant thing, it can be quite tiring.
You can burn out quite fast being like that. Yeah. And yes. And I do like that about here. And to be educated in journalism and things in Brazil, does it cost?
So if you can go to the public university, which is free.
Oh, wow.
Or you can go to the private. So with the public one, we have a test called ENEM. It's every year they have this test and everyone can do it. And it's a test about general things. So there's like Portuguese. You have to write a text.
Yeah.
We have grammar, we have chemistry, physics, everything. So you do this test during a weekend. And depending on the points that you get, you can go into a course.
Yeah.
The highest the points, like you can go to be a doctor or go to law. So there's this opportunity. And I did pass one of those, but it was to be a teacher, English, but I didn't want it to be teacher.
No.
So I was like, nah.
Yeah.
And so that's why when I tried the private one. And for the private, you also do a test, but it's quite easier in a way because they want students. And you just have to pay. It's quite expensive.
Yeah.
But the course is really good, and the whole environment and the opportunities you get. Like, I used to work with my university is one of the biggest in my city, and they have like a TV there, they have a radio. So I used to do an internship on the TV for my university, which was really good. Lots of experience.
That sounds like a really cool system. Yeah. With the test, and so you do the test and they can say, hey, we think that you would be suited for this. Or
you can try, depending what points you got, you can try what course would you like to go.
Yeah.
And I find that school as well here, it's very, in a way, it kind of makes you be more creative. Because you guys have classes of like building things and cooking and dancing.
Yeah.
And
theater.
Yeah. We are not very like that. We have more that schedule of like different chemistry, different physics.
I like that.
It's very I'm not sure how to say it. There's more like a program that we follow, and everybody's kind of
regimented.
Like, yes.
Yeah. And does Brazil have that thing where you have to join the army for a while?
No. But
I don't know why I thought that.
Yeah, I think when you're a man and you have 18, you can like say if you would like to or if you don't want to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, and I kind of like that as well. I think a lot of people could do something like that. Now, the big question, food.
Oh, food, yes.
Yes, so in comparison, there must be a huge comparison. Yeah.
It's very different. We kind of, we eat a lot, the basic one would be like, we eat a lot of rice.
Yeah.
Lots of rice and beans.
Yeah.
So we have a plate that's called feijoada, which is beans with meat, black beans with meat and sauce, and it's really good. And then we have, usually on our plate it'll be rice, beans, meat, sometimes a pasta. So it's kind of like a mix of everything. Yeah. And fruits, we have a variety of fruits. It's just amazing.
Oh, I can imagine. Yeah. I love fruit. Oh, I can imagine. Yeah.
And I would say it's a bit more cheap than here in New Zealand.
Yeah. I'm not even going to question that one. What do you miss the most in the food region?
In the food, I would say a few things that I really miss, I can get here. It's more pricey, but I buy from a shop that sells Brazilian stuff.
Wow.
And it's called tapioca, which is a cassava flour, and you can make like a little pancake.
Yeah.
And the other one is couscous, which is kind of like corn flour, but it's the grain's a bit thicker.
Oh.
And you mix with water and salt and creates kind of like a little fluffy cake.
Yeah.
And that's what I used to have for breakfast at home.
Oh.
And I do miss that. And yeah.
Yeah.
So sometimes I get that here.
Oh, that would be nice. Oh, that is so cool. So, let's go future jumping, which we're not meant to do. We're not meant to like guess what we want to do in the future or something, but you can have aspirations in life. But where do you see yourself heading to in the future? Do you want to take down Michael Wilson like I do and take over his job? Or, you know, do you have ever other aspirations? And
There is this opportunity of, who knows, one day being taking over Michael. He's probably listened to that.
He is, I know he is, yeah.
With work, I'm always kind of like a bit confused, what exactly do I want? But with my personal life, we would like to have a farm one day and have some animals.
Yeah.
And because I love animals, it'll be good.
Yeah.
And my partner also, he's a builder, so we would like to build our own house.
Oh, we like builders. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. So that would be cool. That's one of the things that I think. Yeah.
How
I try not to plan too much because I can get a bit anxious about that.
Yeah, and we don't want to do that. That's why I say we're not meant to do that, in a sense. I think that's really cool that a city chick from Brazil has come to New Zealand and wants to have a farm, and like that is a dream to a lot of people, to be able to do things like that.
And that changed because when I moved here, I was like, oh my gosh, I live in Featherston. It's like 2,000 people. And I said, I need to find work in Wellington. I need to see people.
Yeah.
But now every time we go to Wellington, it's just a lot.
It's a lot.
Much.
It is.
And I went to Brazil last year.
Yes.
And everybody wanted to see me because it's like four years that I haven't been home.
Yeah.
And it was insane. I got sick like with my throat and my ears because I was just talking and listening to everyone. And it was just so tiring.
Yeah.
I love everyone, but it was just a bit too much.
Yeah.
And you can see how the life there, they have a different rhythm.
Yeah.
In a way, in the beginning when I moved here, it was quite hard to think that I don't need to be busy all the time.
Yes.
I can do my things and then I can relax.
Yeah.
And that's fine.
Have you mastered that?
It's a process.
Yeah.
It's a process. I'm doing therapy to kind of like understand that I don't need to be like all the time doing things.
Isn't therapy great for that?
It is.
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
Good for lots of things.
Absolutely. So did you meet your partner in Brazil or here?
We met in Budapest.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. We were both traveling. He was traveling in Europe and I was traveling there as well.
Yeah.
And we flirt with each other on the train and then we spend the weekend in Budapest.
And now?
Yeah. And now we're here a few years.
That is so cool. I really, really love that story. Marina, thank you so much.
Thank you.
I just really love listening to you talk about this. So cool. I'm so glad that you found Masterton and Arrow FM. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Guys,
great.
Oh, thank you. Look, guys, that was Marina from here at Arrow FM from Brazil. I'm going to chuck on another song now. This is Changing by Sigma and Paloma Faith.
Same town trying to find something new. Broken picture. frame I've been frozen in, trying to find a better view. This ain't me, this ain't cool, this ain't what I signed up to. This ain't right, it's no good, no good. Oh, everything is changing, and I've been here for too long. Going through the same things, I've been hurt and done wrong. Got to move on, say, I can't do this anymore. Live my life through you. This ain't real, this ain't true, this ain't what I signed up to. This ain't right, it's no good, I'm no good. Oh, everything is changing, and I've been here for too long. Going through the same things, I've been hurt and done wrong. Got to move on, say, I can't do this anymore.
Sigma and Paloma Faith. We like that. Welcome. Welcome back to Everyday People with Camille Watkins. That is me. That is I. We are listening to 92.7 RFM, your community access radio station here in Masterton on little old Church Street at Radio House. It is nearly 9:25 in the morning. It is 13 degrees outside, mostly cloudy, so mostly sunny, but mostly cloudy, so less sunny. I'm not going to get a job as a weather presenter or whatever they call themselves these days. Oh my goodness, the wind. Hey, that wind is crazy, crazy, crazy wind out there at the moment. Please take care, Scott Perry, as you drive over the Rimutuckers and that truck that basically has sails on the back. Need you to come home tonight. So everyone, please take care. I've already seen on the Masterton community page that there's some crazy driving going on out there. Calm down. What is so important that you have to be there in such a hurry that you want to take a few people's lives with you? Grow up. That's just not necessary. So let's not do that. It's the last week of the school holidays. I hear a lot of you parents doing right now as you head towards Friday, the last day, because I technically don't count the weekend as holidays for the school kiddies. But honestly, what have they been doing? What have you been doing? Have you been going crazy? Have they been going crazy? Are they driving you crazy? Blink twice if you need help. Because there are so many things, though, that happen in Masterton for in the Wairarapa for young people. And one thing is that skate park. Man, that skate park rules. It is so cool. And they're now putting in a youth hub, which I think is so, so good. So it means there will always sort of be people around in that. And my friend Picky, oh, P, picky. You're amazing. He's Kaitiaki there. He loves to look after people and keep an eye out and teach them how to skate. Look, if anyone should be teaching skateboarding to everyone, it should be Picky. He can skate. He is moon. So, yeah. And he's always down there looking out and doing those sorts of things. And I'm trying to get him on the show so we can talk about it. But some people get a little bit shy, and I don't blame them because I'm a little bit shy too. Can't you tell? Yeah, you can see it. I can. Don't look at me. Anyway, that was great. Hey, look, this morning I was doom scrolling basically on Facebook, and my friend Ray posted this really beautiful song that, oh man, it really resonated with me, and it is a New Zealand song, which is really, really cool. And it is called White Light, and it's a drum and bass remix by Free Brothers, Chris Drabble, Thomas Oliver and Dan Drabble. Now, they did this because Chris Drabble was a celebrated comedian in visual arts and a man who touched the hearts of millions across the world, most predominantly in his home countries of New Zealand and Australia, the two of which formed the theme for several of his most successful comedy videos on YouTube, which you can look up. In Mexico, where he lived in a loving community in Guanajuato City for the final 6 months of his life. Christopher Michael Vincent Drabble passed away in his bed in that city on June 24th this year after losing a long and internal battle with mental health. Chris was also a fine musician and songwriter. In the months before his passing, he recorded some music with his brothers. This profile is being set up by his brother. This is on Spotify. Thomas is a place to celebrate the musical faucet of the remarkable man who was Chris Drabble. In the words of Thomas, Chris was masterful at so many things and in so many fields, but the most significant thing that will never leave us all is the kindness and sensitivity of his heart. Chris was the closest thing I ever had to a hero. Rest in peace, my beautiful brother. We're going to play this song for him, and this goes out to my brother as well.
Set the mind loose, running. Sometimes it's dark, like black ink on black paper. Call it cathartic, I ain't feeling any safer. And I ain't feeling like a stranger to a fight. Some nights are darker than the lack of light could justify. When I've been sleeping, I've been waking to a crying baby. Forgive me if I ain't done nothing much creative lately. Still I know there's more to this story. The music playing and the mic it carries on recording. Beats from the heart like it's all a part of me. Circulating, dilating every major artery. And know it's hard to see, it's in the blood I still believe. Hope is a current, it's the running when it's underneath. And like the water, gotta grind a hole in stone to breathe. Every river gonna find a way to reach the sea. Still here. Yeah. The same.
it ain't over till the fat lady singing. But I can hear the sound of a distant bell ringing. I'm looking up at the gate like, where the hell is heaven? Cause I was burned by the devil when I was still living. I'm blinded by the curtain, a wide light high in the sky, trying to find someone who can tell me the meaning of life. Gotta be a spirit guide this high to put a hand on my shoulder and tell me you don't have to fight anymore. Don't live in the land of the lies anymore. And you never have to watch your mother cry anymore. And you're never gonna watch your brother die on the floor. Like, hi, come inside this door. This is the promised land. No longer a man. And every single thing you ever question, you finally understand. The story of purgatory was a scam. You can surely believe it. Now the God has a plan.
Man, that was beautiful. White Light Drum and Bass remix by Chris, Thomas, Oliver, and Dan. Oh, I really, really enjoyed that, guys. Enjoyed it in the way that it made me think about my own life in a sense too, and what I'm going through and what I'm going to do. So if you want change, you've got to be the change, mother lovers. Honestly, you've got to be the change you want. And that's really hard sometimes when you are stuck in your head and you just like ruminate with whatever, just going around and around in your head. And it's really, really hard. And all I can say is please reach out. Just please, please reach out to someone, just anyone, or like get hold of like some kind of social agency that is out there and like just instigate them being in your lives and them to help you. It's a real hard one out there, guys, and we all know that. And we're all here for each other, aren't we? So spread that stuff, like white light. There we go. Ah, anyway, so I was going to say enough of that, but I can never have enough of that. I am now reaching around to find something to talk about here. Hey, has anyone decided to do adult classes at Reap House? They have got an amazing range of classes that you can do at the moment, which is really, really cool. Gosh, this is I could hear everything with these headphones on, eh? So that is, and being trained in sound to be a sound technician, those noises really grind on your nerves. And most of the time they grind on my nerves when I'm not doing anything like this. So yeah. So yeah, head down to Reap House or Google them and see about these adult classes that you can do, because man, that's really cool. Educating yourself, and very, very lucky in this country to have a lot of free education. Like the Open Polytechnic has a lot of free courses, and so do most places. And because those student loans can be really crippling at times and take a long time to pay off. I feel very, very pleased that I paid mine off a couple of years ago when I was working on the train. So very, very thankful for that. Because studying journalism and not finishing it, and then doing broadcasting, and then starting a degree in creative writing is really expensive. I'm really, really glad that's paid off. And I'm not really in the mood to jump into studying anything again too soon if it's going to give me a huge debt. So we're not doing that. You are listening to Camille on her show, Everyday People with Camille. And I've probably said Camille several times. I do not know, because I don't really listen to myself. But anyway, welcome to my show, Everyday People. The critics' reviews are in. I'm disgusting and trash, and that's just from my mother. Here we go. Backbone.
On who said he let it ring, but it never goes through. My mind's fucked, my head's gone too. The smoke's with a man, and but the joke's on you. Who's on what? Don't tell my brothers, cause I'll spin the whole block. Will we bang everything you got? Tell them little pussies that we take the whole lot. You ain't got no backbone. I get out the trap, I ain't got a trap phone. I got peas
and M's and K's and O's. They're illiterate with letters, so I'm letting niggas know. Used to give them high fives, now it's just a middle finger. Diamonds on my patty, do the bogo when I linger. They think I'm a rapper, I think I'm a singer. Catch me in the cut, I treat the tourists like a dinger. Get you southern fried, I'm a south boy, on some south shit. This is Jesus status, this ain't all that fucking house shit. I score a goal, and I do my dance, I beat the crowd shit. Heard them brothers wanna do me something, but I doubt it. Do me something then, do me something if you're bad. My mother calls me Matt, but I think I'm Jack the Lad. Tell us what you're working with, don't tell us what you had. I need to start my sentences, I'm sorry, may I add. You ain't got no backbone. You ain't got no backbone. Uh-oh, who's on breeze? Said you got the mash, but you never let it squeeze. My head's hot, my wrist on freeze. I keep a little satin for you pussy MCs. Uh-oh, who's on what? Don't tell my brothers, cause I'll spin the whole block. What we buying? Everything you got. Tell them little pussies that we take the whole lot. You ain't got no backbone. Calls me Matt, but I think I'm the shit. Don't tell us how it used to be, just tell us where it is. They never gave me nothing, so it's where I take the piss, pussy.
Oh, you nearly caught me out there, Stormzy. I was actually dancing, sitting here in the chair doing chair dancing like an old person, because I am. Anyway, it was fun. You Ain't Got No Backbone by Stormzy. Gosh, I love Stormzy. Gosh, he's brilliant. I've got to watch this documentary. I'm going to watch this documentary when I get home. Write that on your hand, Camille. Stormzy. Yeah. Hey, you're listening to Camille. Yeah, me on my show, Everyday People. With Camille. I see what I did there, Scott. I see what you say. Yes, and it is 9:36 on a Wednesday morning, 13 degrees outside. I am sitting in the studio here at Arrow FM 92.7, your community access station, radio station, and we love that. Got an idea for a show? Come on in. Talk to Mr. Wilson. He knows what he's on about. So that's really, really good. So what else has everybody been doing? How are you enjoying the weather? Oh, we already talked about that. Have you done your gardens? What about your lawns? Isn't it that time of year? You know, spring clean, all that kind of stuff. Rada. Anyway, we've been doing our lawns. I did them, then Scott did them, and then he had to do them again because, man, that grass grows. That grass grows so fast. It's just ridiculous. And that has been cool. And pulling out all the weeds and doing whatnot. So do you do that, or you do get someone to come in and help you with that? Is your garden so huge you need help with it? Imagine having a garden so huge you needed help with it. Oh, that excites me. I absolutely love that stuff. So what about going to the river? Those rivers will be starting to warm up soon. Probably not today. And actually, probably not this month. Well, hopefully everything will change, but there's a lot of flooding going on as well. And there is some rain up in those Tararuas. Man, those clouds up there today. I've been looking at the live shots here in the studio, and oh man, it is really dark up there. There's some angry mountains, and yeah, and the rain from there runs down into the river, so be really aware of that as well, because flash flooding is a real thing. And it ain't that flash. The only thing flash about it is how fast it comes up, man. That's why they call it flash, obviously, Camille. But yeah, so just be careful around the rivers and that as well. And yeah, and all the sports seasons. No, all the sports seasons. I'm not going to talk about all of them, but what season is coming up? First training tonight for Maris Seniors Cricket Club. Means I'm a widow now, guys. I'm a widow now until the end of the season. So anyone want to hang out on Saturdays or come and watch cricket with me, and I'll explain to you how I think it should be played? I've got some great ideas, and I don't know why Scott laughs when I tell him them or rolls his eyes. I think my ideas on how to play cricket are great. Here we go. Why not use a bouncy ball? Why have you got this really hard, fast thing coming straight at you? And they catch it, and then they're going like, you know, flicking their hands around like it hurt. Well, duh. Get a different ball and make it bounce. That would be way more fun. And you know when they do a run, you know, the two people run. I'm doing it with my hands, you can't see me. The two people run and it's one run. No, it's not. It's two runs. Two people ran. That's two runs. You have way better scores. Like, Maris just got 1,000 and something runs. Woo! That would be way better. That's just an idea. Anyway, Maris rules. We love Maris. Hey, look, you know I like Stormzy. Do you want to know how much I like Stormzy? I'm going to play another one of his songs, Vossy Bop. If I hear a swear word, I'm turning it off.
Lie. My brothers don't die, we just rusty bop. I tell your girl to link me at the coffee shop. Getting freaky in the sheets, we're taking body shots. Then I finish with a facial just to top it off, ayy. My brothers don't die, we just rusty bop. I tell your girl to link me at the coffee shop. Getting freaky in the sheets, we're taking body shots. Then I finish with a facial just to top it off, ayy. You ain't got a clue, let's be honest. I had a couple seasons made of forest. Put in the work and take the profit. Looking at my girl, like what a goddess.
Thank God.
Rule number two, don't make the promise. If you can't keep the deal, then just be honest.
Just be honest.
I can never die, I'm Chuck Norris.
Chuck Norris.
Fuck the government and fuck Boris, yeah. I'm a villain, killing when I'm barring. Brothers in the hood, just like the movie that I'm starring. Service in my whip, I phone the boss to bring my car in. I could probably take a trick, but I just wouldn't, cause she's jarring. Ooh, I got the sauce, don't know what you for. Catch me up in snow and then my sliders and my shorts.
Sure.
Chick's trying to get my brother flips to share his thoughts. I think he's trying to tell me I should tell her he don't talk. I don't fuck with her. Yeah, I used to hit it, but you're stuck with her. Man, I wouldn't even try my luck with her. Yeah, let's say I'm bougie.
Word.
Way too exclusive.
Word.
Chilling in Dubai, know I get it all inclusive.
Word.
Now may I ask if you can find it in your spirit,
yeah,
to leave us all alone and go and mind your fucking business.
Uh-huh.
Looking in the mirror saying Mikey, you're the illest.
Yeah.
Man, I'm James Bond trying to live my movie like I'm Idris. What we telling them, look. My brothers don't die, we just rusty bop.
Hey.
I tell you I got to link me at the coffee shop.
Hey.
Getting freaky in the sheets, we're taking body shots.
Hey.
Then I finish with a facial just to top it off.
Hey.
My brothers don't die, we just rusty bop.
Hey.
I tell you I got to link me at the coffee shop.
Hey.
Getting freaky in the sheets, we're taking body shots.
Hey.
Then I finish with a facial just to top it off.
Hey.
My brothers don't die, we just rusty bop. So much rusty, I might open up a rusty shop. Mommy saying that I need to get some sleep. All this flying overseas is always fucking up my body clock. And all this stress has got me racking up my brain.
Hey, hey.
So tell these little fishes back up off my name.
Hey, hey.
I ain't gotta be a rapper with a chain. Cause the rules are kinda different when you're badding up the game.
Straight.
Badding up the game, bad it up again.
Yeah.
Had him up before, I have him up again.
Yeah.
Fake brothers, man, your man and more pretend.
Yeah.
Pussy by himself, he's battling with his friends. Ah, oh, you man are so insecure, man. It's a joke.
Man, it's a joke.
I need a ball in the York, cause I'm the goal.
Still the goal.
If you believe in your source, then raise a toast.
Raise a toast.
These are some genius fools, so make the most. Told they say me some. I need all the homage, could you pay me some? Man, I'm dropping bangers on your baby mums. Girls say I'm rude.
Word.
They wanna see me nude.
Word.
My name's Stiff Chocolate, I got nothing left to prove. I got holes in my lapel, rubbing shoulders with your girl.
Huh?
Which one of said that I will go to jail? Well, I guess you have to hold the L. Tell them this is London City, we the hottest in the world. But we telling them, look, my brothers don't die, we just rusty bop.
Hey.
I tell you, got to link me at the coffee shop.
Hey.
Getting freaky in the sheets, we're taking body shots.
Hey.
Then I finish with a facial just to top it off.
Hey.
My brothers don't die, we just rusty bop.
Hey.
I tell you, got to link me at the coffee shop.
Hey.
Getting freaky in the sheets, we're taking body shots.
Hey.
Then I finish with a facial just to top it off.
Hey.
My homies don't die, we just fussy bop. That is so cool. I absolutely love Stormzy. Honestly, Stormzy rules, and we love that. I know it's not New Zealand music, and I do my best to play as much New Zealand music as I can. Actually, yesterday, me and Wayne did a promo for our Friday show, and we've used a... oh, my God, I'm so sorry, Wayne, I can't remember. But we've used a New Zealand song for the back music for it, and it really, really fits, and it just felt really good doing that. And it's a song from 1982, and I so wish I could remember it, Wayne, but we'll talk about it more on Friday. It was just super fun doing the recording, and then we took silly photos, and that was really, really cool. Absolutely enjoyed that. Music. Music saved my life. What a statement, and what a true statement, and it is one that I resonate with so, so much. How important is music in your life? Music is so, so important in my life. That's for darn sure. And a lot of people say that as well, and I hear it in a lot of lyrics from people as well. What music saved your life? Like, so when I was coming into recovery and going into detox and getting off drugs and that, there was a really lot of dark kind of music and music that would make me feel quite sad and upset and stuff like that. And I guess because it resonated with how I was feeling at the time. But now that I've gone through the detox and I'm nearly 10 years in recovery, I'm nearly 7 years off methamphetamine, nearly 5 years off alcohol, and the things that I listen to has changed greatly. There's a lot of music I find really hard to listen to because it does trigger me, and I do remember a lot about my past through those music because at the times that's what I was listening to. But now a lot of the music I listen to now is filled with hope and also people who are going through or who have gone through the exact same thing as me. And hearing that put into music is really, really important for me, and in a sense I listen to some songs as a mantra, whatever, who cares, potato, I don't know, tomato, cabbage. But I really like what music can do for you. Like if you want to feel sad, put on a sad song, you know, one that makes you remember some things like that, and it will work. And if you want to feel happy, you put on your music, happy music. I mean, it's pretty obvious there, I don't really need to explain it to you, you guys are so smart. But yeah, I just love that statement. Music saved my life. Like, I'm my own hero. I saved my life. No one was coming to save me. But what I had with me as a constant was music. So, I really love that, guys. I really, really love that. But I'm going to play another song now. And this is just one for you, the Prime Minister of New Zealand. I forgot your name. Luxon, whatever. I don't know. This is for you. Politician Cora.
Pale, 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 politician, can you make a right decision for all of us? For all of us. Pale, 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 politician, can you make a right decision for all of us? Yeah. Can you make a right decision for all of us? Yeah, for all of us. You can talk the talk, but will you walk the walk? Will you bring us comfort? Will you bring us comfort? You can talk the talk, but will you walk the walk? Or will you bring us comfort? Or will you bring us comfort? Pale, 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 politician, can you make a right decision for all of us? For all of us. Pale, 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 politician, can you make a right decision for all of us? Yeah, for all of us. You can talk the talk, but will you walk the walk? Will you bring us comfort? Will you bring us comfort? You can talk the talk, but will you walk the walk? Will you bring us comfort? Will you bring us comfort? Oh, I, pale, 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 politician, can you make a right decision for all of us? For all of us. Pale, 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 politician, can you make a right decision for all of us? Yeah, for all of us. Pale, 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 politician, can you make a right decision? Oh, I, oh, I, oh, I. Can you hear me?
talk the talk, but will you walk the walk? Will you bring us comfort? Will you bring us comfort? You can talk the talk, but will you walk the walk? Will you bring us comfort? Will you bring us comfort? Politician, can you make a right decision?
Well, I personally think that there must be some politician out there that can make a right decision for this country and its people, not just certain parts of the country and people, but all of the country and all people. And that's all I'm going to say on the matter. You have been listening to me, Camille, on my show, Everyday People, with Camille. Did it again. That is so, so good. It is 9:50 on a Wednesday morning here in Little Masterton, and it's still 13 degrees outside. I actually don't think it's going to get much higher than that, to be honest. So just be prepared for that. Probably don't wear a hat if you don't want to lose it because of the wind. Grab a kite. Really good advice. Go get a kite and fly a kite, because that is fun. Unless you've got a little tiny dog on a lead, then that could possibly turn into a kite. And I don't know just how much fun that would be. It would be funny to watch, though, but I probably wouldn't want it happening to my dogs. But hey, guys, just remember, if you want change, be the change. Be the change. Start with yourself. Do little things. No one's coming to save you. Hey, be your own hero. And that's what we love. Hey, so I will be back next week with my guest. Hopefully I will have Victoria coming in from family to talk again about what her and her partner and all their family have been doing, because, man, they do some exciting stuff. And we love their new grocery shop / cafe / cool place to hang out. Family on Queen Street South-ish, kind of, next to the chemist there. You know, you guys know what I'm talking about. Anyway, see you guys next week. I thoroughly enjoyed today. I thoroughly enjoyed talking with Marina. What a cool chick. Aren't we lucky to have, aren't we just lucky to have her? Anyway, see you later, guys. You have a good day.